93 youth dropped out of Juneau schools in the 2011-2012 school year, some as early as the 7th grade. According to the school district, of the 379 Juneau freshmen enrolled this year, about a third will not graduate.
My sense is there's a history of failure on some level.
Bernie Sorensen coordinates the Juneau School District's CARES program, which helps students who are on the verge of dropping out.
For some, the basic is make sure we have enough money to put food on the table or find a place to sleep the next night.
In Juneau alone, there were as many as 93 children under 18 who were homeless in January 2012, according to a survey by Project Homeless Connect. But that number may represent only a portion of the total number of homeless youths in Juneau. Schools generally don't account for many of these external factors.
I had a kid today, he's a non-attender, but he came today and I said, so what incentive would it take for you to get to school? And he looked at me and he said, $1. I said, what? $1 a day. I said, so what would you use that $1 for? To ride the bus.
Nancy Seamount is the school liaison for the CARES program.
So the first thing people think of, well, can't he take the school bus? They don't understand what's going on in some of our families. There's a lot of chaos that's going on. He might need to come late. He needs a bus pass.
Seamount says her years as an elementary counselor offered insight to the problems students face.
And by the time they were in a fifth grade classroom, I would look, and a fourth of the kids that I knew of had had violence in their home. A fourth of the kids that I knew of had had some sort of sexual inappropriate touching. I guess you would call that sexual abuse. And a fourth had had drug and alcohol issues that I knew of, and a half had gone through divorce. What that tells me is that adults are struggling.
The Credit Achievement Recovery and Employability Skills program is designed to help all struggling students, regardless of class or race. Sorensen says students who drop out often do so as a result of lost confidence, even from failing just one class early on.
The whole self-esteem thing kicks in as a freshman, one course, and they're already self-doubting whether they can even graduate on time.
In the 2010-2011 school year, 1,144 Alaska Natives dropped out statewide. University of Alaska Southeast Assistant Education Professor Alberta Jones has studied what motivates Native students to succeed. She interviewed more than 200 mostly Native students from middle school to doctoral candidates and examined factors outside the education system as well as teaching methods.
Children who were resilient and succeeded had some protective factors according to the research, and that was extended family or schools and community. And the students having school connections with teachers or other adults made a difference too. They had the power of five.
That's five adult role models.
Some other common threads in the research was having positive values, having good social skills, having a positive identity.
Jones also interviewed non-Native students. The problems are universal. State Education Department statistics indicate 1,635 non-Native students dropped out in the 2010-2011 school year. Some could blame teaching methods. Jones also interviewed effective teachers, as reported by students. She says effective teachers push, encourage, and tell their students, don't give up.
Just that whole rigor piece of relationships, that effort and energy. Then I saw another aspect of relationship, the personalization piece, which we know about. We hear that a lot. That's the attitude and personality with your students.
The students described the teachers as fun, friendly. Particularly striking to Jones are teachers who would do just about anything to get their students to attend class.
One teacher said he plays a guitar outside his door at the middle school. Another teacher said he stands outside of his classroom door and he talks about anything except for the subject he teaches. It's like, hey, Johnny, did you and your cousin get the car fixed this weekend?
Dirk Ahrens remembers personal involvement like that from his junior year in high school. He and his high school sweetheart, now wife, Ginny, were part of the Project 2000 program.
It was a lot more one-on-one with the students. Did all sorts of different activities, just getting us out into the community. And by the end of the year, I was going to every class.
But by the time senior year rolled around, neither Ginny nor Dirk felt motivated to stay in school.
I was stubborn and didn't want to listen to the teacher.
Basically, I was still living at home, 18 years old, didn't want to be at home with my mother anymore. So I went and got a full-time job and just started from there.
After high school, Ginny and Dirk broke up. Eventually, Jenny got her GED and Dirk earned his high school diploma from a university in Washington State. Jenny became an Army recruiter and Dirk a general manager at Costco, and both wound up in Juneau again. They married and have two children. Jenny says she hopes her children's educators are more mentor than disciplinarian. She expects her kids to graduate from high school. Alaska's graduation rate hovers around 70%. Increasing the number of graduates is a statewide problem and is not solved by academic solutions alone. Tomorrow, we look at how the system responds to students at risk of dropping out. In Juneau, I'm Danny Peterson.